fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 13th day of May, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day, most modern vehicles have what's called a serpentine belt. It's different ones for different vehicles. If it breaks, and especially if you're in a remote area, you could be stuck for a day or 2 or 3, depending on where you are and what day of the week it is. Point being, get yourself a serpentine belt, a nice new one, keep it in the trunk. And if you need it, you got it. That goes for all your drive belts if you have other vehicles, by the way. On top of that, make sure your vehicle is properly maintained. All the fluids topped off and changed properly. All the filters changed properly. And your tires. I've been a big fan of Michelin tires for decades. I've driven well more than 500,000 miles on Michelins. They never let me down. And the difference between best tires money can buy and the cheapest tires that you can find at never, no name, I never heard of it brand, is not very much, quite frankly. It really isn't. Very little dollar difference. Okay. Before we get to our special guest, we have an announcement. It looks like we'll be talking more about this tomorrow. The rocket stove will have a price increase the first day of June. The price will be increased to $2,000, and we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. We're patient waiting at Greenman, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture the Ready Pure water filter. We'll be talking about the events of the day and, of course, how and why you should have healthy water to drink. Good morning, Kirk.
How are you, John?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Well, it's exciting what's happening. If you're a consumer and you're short, of certain hard goods that you need to purchase, now is the time to do it. prices are all going up. I heard from one of my suppliers yesterday, there's a 25% price increase to one of our main items that we buy in one of our businesses, just like that, you know, overnight.
Right.
And it's a scary set of circumstances. So, and we're going to see this price increase continue as time goes on, because what's really happening, as many of us know, the value of the dollar is shrinking. This is especially true in the international markets. So
it is. It is. And that's going to accelerate as this year moves forward. There's about 7 months left in the year, by the way. Well, we have something unusual. It's not quite as dramatic as what's going on in France, but we have 120 retired flag rank officers that have gone public with a letter. It's only about three or four pages. Warning the United States about the dangers of communism and Marxism. That's typically American flag rank officers, retired or active duty, typically don't get involved in political matters. For them to do so is dramatic and unusual, to say the least. And that's posted at my website under Insights to Real History, just posted this morning. And then right below that, we've got a collection of documents from Hillary Clinton's server, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents posted by George Nassif, N-A-S-I-F. I've not had the time or the ability to go through those documents yet, but I've been told that there's a lot of very important information, important evidence there, which, Kirk, you probably don't find surprising, do you, sir?
So it's not just about how to put on a good wedding. Chelsea.
Oh, no.
I mean, there actually is some other info there.
Absolutely. Yeah, more than chocolate chip cookie recipes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Remember that story when that was the comment back? Oh, you know, I just got rid of a lot of stuff that had to do with planning my daughter's wedding. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, the flag officer thing is very interesting. I saw that as well and read that article. I think it was yesterday morning. And it's interesting, you know, very, very interesting. And of course, you know, I mean, many of us realize at this point that, you know, the only way to really have an impact on anything, there's only two possibilities. One is all out warfare, which none of us want. The other is, you know, finding ways to, you know, as Gandhi professed, you know, to passively resist. And that may be, in fact, the next, you know, most intelligent move. Exactly what shape that takes, I don't know. But that may be where we find ourselves now. And because, you know, if we can't be insured of a valid, you know, voting scenario, and I believe that we can't be at this point. And if we can't depend on anyone, you know, in the news to really uncover the truth about what's going on, and I believe we're there at this point as well. You know, we have to really take a careful look at what do we do now. And hopefully, you know, some cohesive leadership will evolve that will have a pathway to action, because I think it's warranted. I mean, we're looking at industries being destroyed now with these price increases. I have friends, close friends, that build storage buildings. And, you know, the prices for the building materials have tripled. I mean, actually tripled in the last few months.
300%.
In fact, they're trying to acquire basic materials, you know, for building these buildings. And they have a feeling, based on what happened last week, that suppliers, big suppliers, like the big box stores that we all know of, are actually sitting on inventory knowing that the prices are going to increase. In other words, claiming that they don't have the materials when they do, so that they can sell them next week instead of this week. You know, that sounds a lot like what we saw happen in Germany.
I know. Well, I'll be traveling into my hometown, St. Louis, soon, and there's a location I used to live near where it's a major depot for lumber. Pallets of lumber stacked, 30 feet high or so. All wrapped in, you know, the protective plastic coverings that they have, plywood, 2x4s, and so forth. And I'll be driving past there if the opportunity presents itself, and just take a look at that. I've been driving past that location since about 1979, even earlier, 1972. So I got a pretty good idea of what the normal look of that location is, to see if there's any change in it. I'll report back when I get my findings. It's disappointing that corporate America would do this, but it's probably not too much of a surprise, is it?
No, I mean, it's the nature of capitalism. I mean, if you were a private investor and you were sitting on lumber or any product and you decided that you wanted to hold it, for months and months because you saw the prices go up, that would be your right to do. I mean, we can't, have our cake and eat it too. Either we believe in capitalism, free enterprise, freedom, non-involvement, non-crazy involvement of the government, or, we don't. And so, it's like me, I have a property next to me that's been there for 100 years, beautiful trees, it framed my property, made it look beautiful. And we had a guy go in there, that owns a pallet company, buy that property and tear the 200 acres down. I mean, just tore it down, left an absolute stinking mess. It costs more money to remove and get rid of the stumps and the waste than it does to cut the trees. So that gets left all the time, right? We live in an area where there isn't any zoning. And, this is a place that we chose. I mean, what can I do? I mean, I can be mad about it, but, ultimately my principal tells me that, he owns that property. He can do what he wants with it. It's the same circumstances here. So the point is that if that prices are going crazy and there's going to be shortages, we really have reached that point now where it's worth it. That's why the housing market has gone crazy, because people are afraid that if they don't buy at the exorbitant price now, the price is going to be more exorbitant next month.
That's right. Right.
Well, so it's a fear of loss,
Well, at my website, we've had a hobby farm listed for sale there for more than a year. The price just increased $50,000 3 weeks ago, and we've had more interest since that price increase.
Right.
And yesterday I was told that one of my listeners wired the money for earnest money to buy the place. So it looks like I may have some new neighbors. But real estate here in the Ozarks has become highly desirable, and the inquiries came from all over the country for this hobby farm. I have any number of listeners who would love to buy 3 acres somewhere in my neighborhood, which is not for sale. Typically, a small lot in my neighborhood is 40 to 80 acres and more. And at $2,000 an acre, that gets to be pretty pricey pretty quick,
sure,
to say the least. Colonial Pipeline being shut down has really caught the attention of people, hasn't it, Kirk?
Well, and rightly so. I mean, think about it. I mean, everything that we do, all the activities that we take every day depend on that fuel. And, there were many articles written, I'm sure you read them, about the shortages of gas could easily then turn into the shortages of food. And there we have the people control mechanism that's been around for centuries and is always very effective, because people will do anything, if they can't eat. And it's just another reminder that we have to really take the time now and make it a priority to at least stock up on what we need to survive for several months, at least as a minimum, without food, and assuming these services get shut down, because I believe that's what's coming next. And and we've seen all these hiccups happen and these murmurings, and I think it's going to become real very quickly.
It could very easily. What we'll see initially is dramatic increases in the price of food. That's already happening. That will accelerate. There are going to be shortages of some foodstuffs. I'm personally getting a quarter of a cow, all frozen and packaged soon here. I'm not sure when. A grass-fed cow from the owner, rancher, is a friend of mine. And there's a lot of private sales of beef taking place, if you know
sure.
where to look.
Sure.
If you know where to look, where you can go out and see the cattle grazing on grass, grass-fed beef that are not shut up with growth hormones and so forth, very healthy grass-fed beef. There's also raw, unpasteurized milk available. That's what I drink every day. I drink about a gallon and a half of raw and pasteurized milk a week. There's lots of things that people can do if they put their mind to it and just do a little bit of research, can't they, Kirk?
Well, they can. And you know, we may see a lot of these foodstuffs become, you know, unobtainable as time goes on, especially these organic things. You know, they're twisting the story to say that a lot of this stuff is dangerous because, you know, it's outside of the norm, you know, of the factory production. You know, here in North Carolina, it's not legal to sell raw, unpasteurized milk for human consumption. It's sold as what they call pet milk,
pet,
you know,
food,
which is,
yep,
milk that you can give your cats, right?
Exactly. Well, there's what we call workarounds from around many of these things. You know, sometimes the dairy farm will have shares where the people that are actually owners, part owners of the dairy, so they're not buying anything because they own part of the dairy. Is another workaround.
Right.
Yeah, the dairy industry has been very successful in promoting fear and ignorance about raw and pasteurized milk, which human beings have consumed for tens of thousands of years with no harm coming to them. And pasteurized milk is simply not healthy, quite frankly. It really isn't.
Well, it's missing the digestive components, right, that you need to have in order to really sufficiently digest it.
Right. I was at a family get-together the other day, and a young man, I think he's in his early to mid-20s, he said he can't tolerate any dairy products. And I said, well, try unpasteurized raw milk. People with these dairy issues typically can drink raw unpasteurized milk with no problem. And that's a very true statement, isn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of my neighbors are big fans of the goat's milk. They say that that's really good, too.
It is, yep.
And even harder and more expensive to obtain than the, you know, than the pet milk.
Right. It's very rich milk. Water, of course, is a very foundational part of overall health. While it's important in normal times to have healthy water, in hard times when water is not a matter of turning on a tap, it becomes even more important, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we see areas of the country now, you know, experiencing the drought, you know, once again. So it's time now to really kick up, you know, on water storage and take a look at that and, you know, find out, you know, if you're in one of those areas, what you can do. And there's a number of companies that specialize in selling, you know, water tanks. There's systems that you can buy that will capture and hold your water that hits your roof, you know, and goes down your gutters. And there's ways to, you know, to deal with that. But one of the things that's necessary with all these groundwater sources and rainwater sources is the ability to filter that water. And we have a gravity-fed unit that we call the ReadyPure that we've sold now for about 7 years. We developed it back in the mid-2000s. And it's I think, one of the finest products of its genre that's out there in the market because of the very high-quality ceramic cartridges that we have manufactured for us here in the U.S. And they're unlike other cartridges that you're going to see, many of which come from overseas. It's a very, very fine grade, very exquisitely made ceramic, which makes it very, very easy to clean, which means that with proper maintenance, those filters will last longer than their other counterparts. That's number one. Number two, the quality of the construction of those filters is much better. And number three, they contain an infill, a series of medias, which serve to protect against some of the negative effects from the municipal treatment, you know, contaminants that we see, like the fluorides, the chloramines, you know, the chlorines, the other additives that are there. So, you know, taking care of the biocontaminants and then taking care of the chemical contaminants are two different things. And this filter does both of them extremely well. And and factors down, like an instance for chloramine, I mean, it'll factor down to 3 parts, you know, per million, which is just tremendous. That's that new ammonia derivative that's even worse than the chlorine, just as an example.
Okay, we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
May. This hour is sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filters, manufactured by Water Revolution. Very nice discount if you buy your water filter at my website. And the telephone number is 336-525-1015. I say again, 336-525-1015. And what is that coupon code, Kirk?
It's Liberty Man.
That's right. It is Liberty Man. Real simple to remember. It is Liberty Man. And, of course, if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252.
Yeah, and Kathy, pretty much, you know, if you're calling about the Ready Pure filter, she's going to ask you if you're a John Moore listener.
Right.
So, if you're calling in, you really don't even need the code, but you would need it, you know, online.
All right. That sounds good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, We're seeing price increases. I work a lot with Mr. Huddleston, the proprietor of the rocket heaters, and it's raising a price is something businesses just don't want to do that in general. It's disruptive to the business. You're gonna lose some people, lose some customers, make some customers unhappy. These very large companies like Lowe's and Home Depot, maybe they don't care, but most small business owners do care, and they only raise prices when they have no choice, don't they, Kirk?
Well, absolutely, and you've got a circumstance now, especially in the steel industry. I mean, the price of anything hard, like steel, is just going nutso. I mean, it's just like the lumber. I mean, you're getting those kind of increase, and then the employees, trying to get the employees to show up for work, you're having to, raise salaries, all a function, of the weakening value of the dollar.
That's right. Later in this show, we'll have Steve Hunt on, and we'll talk about the price of gold and silver. And I have to constantly remind people, we're not watching the value of the gold change. What we're watching is the value of the paper dollars attempting to buy the gold change.
That's right.
That's right. We're not.
And that's fixed, as you know.
Right. And
the fix is in.
We're not seeing the value of the silver change. We're seeing the value of the paper dollars attempting to buy the silver change. And that's, as frequently as said, the relative value of the gold doesn't change. 125 years ago, an ounce of silver would buy a brand new Winchester rifle. And here we are 125 years later, and an ounce of gold will still buy a brand new Winchester rifle. The relative value hasn't changed. What's changed is the value of the paper.
Well, what do you think, if you had to guess right now, what do you think the real true value against U.S. dollar of a silver, 1 ounce silver coin, what do you think the real value is? Because the trading value is somewhere between $35 and $40, if you can get it.
Easily three times more. I would say $9,000, given the amount of national debt, compared to what's being, it's all smoke and mirrors.
So for gold, you think it could be nine, as high as 9,000?
Easily. The people behind this are very clever at manipulating perception and manipulating value, the perceived value anyway. The Chinese are onto our game. The Chinese are really close to introducing a gold-backed currency. You have to give credit where credit is due. The Chinese are very smart people, and they understand how people think worldwide, what people want worldwide, and what will be in demand worldwide. And a genuine gold-backed currency will take off like a rocket, won't it?
I would guess. I don't trust them. I mean, period, over and out, no matter what they do or what they say. I trust them less than I trust, the folks here. I think that, having something on hand that you can use to service you and your family is the most valuable thing right now. I think that's the only real true wealth. I think a lot of this stuff is all digital. It's based on a concept, rather than an actual, what you can hold in your hand value. And we're seeing the price of everything that you can hold in your hand, go through the roof, and it's going to get worse as the year goes on. There's no question. I mean, I'm very nervous for anyone that has, big money invested in the stock market. I think we're going to see a big, big correction there as well.
It's coming. We got about an hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You want to keep up with what's going on in the world? We have something updated every 24 hours. My website, the Daily Intelligence Briefing, put together by very good friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. You want to know what's going on in the United States, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East? This is the place to do it. You get to pick and choose what you want to keep up on. If you don't care what's going on in Africa, and just pay attention to what you like to see what's going on. Also, we have the rocket stove over just to the right of the daily intelligence briefing. And we have a price increase coming the 1st of June. Last but not least, check out the energy cleaners. We'll be talking more about that at the bottom of hour three. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and he offers the excellent Ready Pure Gravity Feed water filters. Now, one of the initial things that impressed me about the Ready Pure was the solid metal spigot instead of the vulnerable, easily broken plastic one we see that I've visited people in, and I've more than once I've seen a pair of ice grips to give a kind of a ad hoc fix for the broken plastic spigot to make it still work, kind of sort of. But the solid metal spigot faucet will last for probably for many, many decades, won't it?
Oh, I think it'll last longer than any of us. I mean, it is right. One of the most solid fixtures I've ever seen. You know, the construction of the unit, you know, as a whole, we call it military grade, and it really is. And just such an important thing to have, you know, in your preparation arsenal, the ability to take any kind of water and render it, you know, potable without electricity.
Well,
great system.
I ran across some very disturbing news during the break. The governor of Ohio is offering Ohio residents to participate in a $1 million lottery every week for 4 weeks. They're going to draw a ticket from Ohio residents 18 and older who've got the COVID vaccine shot and have a $1 million winner for 4 weeks in a row. And then on top of that, some of these other states, here's what some of the other states are doing. Let's see. West Virginia, $100 savings bond if you're between 16 and 35 to get the COVID shot. New Jersey is offering free beer. New York is offering free public service tickets to anyone who gets the COVID shot at a Subway vaccination site. This is so strange and so bizarre that it's almost like a Twilight Zone episode that never ends, isn't it, Kirk?
It is, and it's been that way for quite some time. You know, that's why I say, you know, enough is enough. I think that we have to find some way to you know, to ensure against our demise. And I think it's come to that. I'm very, very nervous and have been for quite a while. And, you know, it's a tough thing. I mean, you've got all the news, you know, professing how important it is to get vaccinated and how you need to do it for your fellow man. And, you know, we have children that are claiming that, you know, they need to do it to keep their parents safe, you know, and all this kind of wacky stuff that I can only assume is a result of, you know, what they've seen, you know, in the media.
Right. Well, Ohio has another incentive for younger people. A drawing for a full year, full scholarship, including room and board, full tuition, to any of Ohio State colleges and universities.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a fairly good vocabulary, but sometimes I'm at a loss for words when it comes to the insanity. Insanity is an excellent word to describe what's going on. It's not a flippant statement at all to call this insane, isn't it?
No, it's disheartening, you know, to see the powers that be, you know, get involved in this fashion, especially, you know, politicians that are supposed to be, you know, very conservative and freedom loving. You know, many of them have shown their true colors over the last year.
It's on one hand, we have the CEO of Pfizer in a video interview saying he's not going to get his own Pfizer COVID shot. And on the other, we have high level politicians and scientists and doctors making fun of people who don't want to get the shot that the
Yeah, I find it bizarre.
Well, the a lot of the concern about the Colonial Pipeline going down had to do with delivery of diesel fuel, and diesel fuel is used for a lot of things, including making generators run at various locations, which could lead to disruptions in the water supply if they don't have the fuel for these generators, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And I wanted to ask you about that. I know that you commented quite a bit on Doug Hagman's show on Monday, you know, about that. And it kind of felt like his opinion was that maybe, you know, it was not sabotage, you know, by the Russians, and that it was some kind of created, you know, forced, you know, occurrence, false flag type occurrence. What do you think about that, John? Have you?
Well, I live in the world of evidence. And once you get away from evidence, you're into speculation. And it's fun to speculate. It's interesting to speculate. But in the absence of evidence, that's all it is speculation. Doug's opinion may be absolutely correct. It may be that the public story may be correct. In the absence of evidence, it's just speculation. It doesn't change the bottom line. Bottom line is the southeast part of the United States has a severe shortage of fuel that's going to go on for at least a week or more until supplies can be replenished, won't they?
Oh, is it going to last that long? I had seen an article that said it was
Once these supplies are used up, they don't get built back up in a day.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, right now I'm also reading there's a shortage of drivers to drive the trucks, all the trucks, not just fuel trucks, but all trucks. That there's a severe shortage of drivers nationwide. In fact, I also read that there's 8 million unfilled open jobs available in the United States right now, today, on the 13th day of May. There's 8 million jobs waiting for somebody to take them right now.
Wow. That's a lot of jobs, huh?
That's a lot of jobs.
That's why a lot of these states are cutting back their unemployment benefits, I guess, huh?
Well, the Missouri governor just announced that he's cutting off all COVID funding. He says, basically, people need to go back to work. And nothing, there could not be a more true statement, could there?
No, I, you know, in addition to the monetary loss of what we've seen, you know, over the last year, there's a momentum loss, which, you know, as you know, is even more significant because, you know, things in motion tend to stay in motion and things at rest tend to stay at rest.
That's right.
And you've got a lot of people are resting because they're earning more for not showing up to work than they are or close to the same. And then it's
well,
easy
it's counterintuitive.
To decide.
It goes against human nature to go to work if you're being paid more not to work. Why would you do
right.
such a thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, of course, people not working and being paid not to work, you know, they're doing all kind of handyman work for a little cash on the side, maybe working on a neighbor's car for a little extra money, maybe doing some yard work for extra money, maybe doing a little painting for extra money. So that's human nature also, isn't it?
It is. You know, they could be doing home improvements, you know, with $8 studs. You know, who knows?
Well, I think they're up to $9, but yeah, I get the point.
I can't believe it. When I built my house 20 years ago, I think I paid $1.40. For my studs, the 7/16 OSB, you know, in the unit lot was $4, and now it's
right.
$60 in some places.
Right,
I think
right.
it's well, close to 50 here.
I bought four pieces of lumber 3 weeks ago, two by eights that were 8 feet, and one by eight that was 8 feet or 10 feet. $60 for the three pieces of lumber, pressure treated, of course.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, $60 for three pieces of wood. I had to make some modifications to my shooting bench to comply with the modern method of shooting a precision rifle. It looks like we had a caller on hold here. Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Wow, good morning, John. Hi. Got to turn my Bluetooth off. There we go. Good morning, Captain Kirk. Hi. You know, John, I just heard what you just said about Doug Hagman and this, you know, this question of what caused the pipeline shutdown. And there are a lot of things involved here. First of all, to start out, like when you're beginning to hypothesize about the causes of such things, all you have is speculation. So, you know, so you can, you know, generate a handful of speculative possibilities and decide what you're going to investigate. But I will say this about the speculation about the cause of this, and that is Vladimir Putin has never said that he wants Americans to stop using fossil fuels. Joseph Biden has said that he wants Americans to stop using fossil fuels. So that's a good place to start your inquiries and looking for evidence.
That's an interesting point.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, about the, I'm curious as to why, you know, the control facility for the pipeline needs to be on the internet at all, or needs to be on a computer network. You know, this reminds me of the Stuxnet virus thing, where, you know, the Iranian nuclear facilities with the Siemens controllers, I think it was the for their stuff for their centrifuges and stuff like that, was not networked or connected, and the Israelis literally had to, you know, infiltrate a humanware spy in with the virus on a thumb drive to infect that. And then that doggone thing got loose in Europe and the rest of the world and caused all kinds of problems with other Siemens controllers and that sort of thing. But, you know, that I'm surprised that they haven't learned, you know, they just simply don't need to be on the internet. There is no manager who needs to be able to log on that system and control it from his home and take a break from watching Netflix and do something for work. You know, we can, you know, these facilities can be, you know, maybe there are electronic controllers and computers at the facility that are proprietary and directly connected. That's one thing. But then manual valves can also be turned and that sort of thing for the valves and stuff. And I heard what you were saying, discussion yesterday about EMP, I heard Joel Skousen talking about that. That's right. About how EMP would take out the pumps and everything like that. But in this case, it's just a matter of things being switched off and blocked and that sort of thing. So they still need the electrical pumps to work, but the valves can be turned manually.
Well, so, apparently, Glenn, the manual overrides are take too long and are too complex to get it done in even 1 8-hour shift. Otherwise, they would have done it, wouldn't they?
Well, or perhaps they should do it. It's like, you know, maybe this is an all-hands-on-deck, you know, import talent from other sectors of the country. I mean, when we have power outages, we move, you know, linemen all over the country and stuff like that.
Well, that's you know, a bit different. I mean, when a hurricane actually physically breaks things, you need linemen to come in and repair what's broken. In this case, with the hacking, nothing was physically broken. There were electronics that had gone bonkers, but the physical structure was still intact and undamaged.
Right. It sort of reminds me of these things, these alarm systems you can buy for your house that where you can use a remote control and talk to a remote control and tell it to lock your doors and that sort of thing. Well, if the remote control battery dies, you can still get up and walk over and flip the bolt on the lock.
Exactly.
You know, and we still need manual overrides and the personnel to do them. So, all right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, Glenn. Thank you for the call. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, these past 15 months, Americans have paid more attention to their health continuously than they ever have, focusing more on proper nutrition, clean air, exercise. And, of course, part of that is not only clean water, but water that's healthier than what they normally get, isn't it?
Very, very, very important. You know, we all grew up believing that water was water, and the only thing that separates one from another is the amount of contaminants in it. And that simply is not true. I mean, there's a lot that goes into, you know, the bio water that's in the body and how very different that is from the bulk water that's in the glass. And, you know, unless you have access, you know, to an organic spring or live close to a fast-moving stream, it's important to drink water that has an energy, you know, viability to it. And, you know, our company, Water Revolution, has been known now for almost 14 years the ability to create that type of water. And we've got a lot of equipment types that do it, everything from whole house equipment to kitchen under counter drinking water systems to various portable systems. And then, of course, our emergency water filter, which is the ReadyPure. And even that system comes with, as an option, post cartridges that use our antioxidant media, you know, which help put that energy back into the water.
That's right. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of May, visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, offering the excellent, wonderful, ReadyPure Gravity Feed water filter. If you don't have internet access, you want to get your own ReadyPure, just give them a call at 336-525-1015. What are some of the health benefits of this energized water compared to just normal clean water, Kirk?
Well, over the last, I guess it's been 7 years now, 8 years, we've had literally 600 or 700 health professionals around the country and also overseas that have used our energized water equipment in their practice, not only so that patients can come pick up the water, but many have referred the equipment, you know, to their patients so they can use it at home. And one of the biggest reasons has been for weight loss and energy and other, you know, health challenges that happen, you know, with onset aging, everything from, you know, joint difficulty to muscle soreness. The results are quite extraordinary. And, you know, the reason is that the body, you know, by molecular count is over 99% water. You know, the water molecule is so tiny that over 99% by molecular count of the molecules in the body are water molecules. So really we are, you know, water beings. And the type of water that we take in on a daily basis is very significant. A lot of this purified water that you get, a lot of the bottled water, not only it's very acidic, but it really is devoid of any kind of kinetic energy whatsoever, and it can be really rough, you know, on the body over time and distance. I'm not a big fan, you know, of purified water in its natural state because it's not natural. I think anytime you find water in nature, it carries a mineral content. It's got a certain amount of energy, you know, associated with it, and you know, the water that comes out of a fast moving stream or an organic spring is really the best. And you know, when we created the technology that we use, which we call our energized media solution, our goal was to create a water that was akin to that fresh moving water that you find in nature. And by all account, I think we've done it. So we're pretty excited about what it's doing to help people.
Well, it is exciting. And I know our listeners are interested in optimal health. And if you want to have optimal health, you go ahead and get yourself one of the Ready Pure countertop water filters for daily use. Don't just wait until an emergency, for daily use to help you have the health and the energy that we all want to have, right?
Absolutely. Very significant. Make a big difference in your life. Give us a call. We're here to help any way we can. 336-525-1015.
That's what to do. That's what to do. Kirk, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for everything you do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. We've got a top there. Break coming up. We'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. A man with a brain on fire. Stay tuned.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.